I begin with an image of Dee in her studio, looking through a box of her colourful beachcomb treasures and holding in her hand a fluorescent yellow fishing lure, shiny and enticing. The word delight comes from the Latin delectare, meaning to charm, which gives us the word delectable. My friend Jay described the feeling of delight as boing, a rush of out-of-control adrenaline or endorphins, and gleam, a glowy feeling of excitement that manifests as a facial expression. Recently, I found myself out dancing for the first time in a while, drawn into a space where the music was slow and felt watery in my limbs. I knew few people there and that was okay, as I didn't feel like talking and I do like to dance alone, with room to move about as the music unfolds. I'd like to dance every weekend, to slide in socks and silky pants on tiles and pretend I'm on stage again as a kid. My friend Elle said, right now, her special treat is playing badminton with friends on a Monday night, followed by a rice pudding and late-night hangout at the local IGA. I went along with them the following week and I realised it had been a while since I'd been to an indoor sporting complex and a while since I'd let out so many woohoos. Every Friday, when work for the week is done, I return to a studio in the back of a bakery where my sister makes cakes for a living. There's nice light and a smell of pastries that is reminiscent of life in lockdown, when I had a job in a bakery and was, at least, surrounded by little morsels of joy. After a day in the studio, I smell of butter, and perhaps my art does too. A collection of special treats. A cup of Maggi noodles. Cake, because it is sweet and soft. Imported luxury cheeses at discount prices, and falling asleep in the sun. Taking myself out for a solo date and ordering a glass of mid-priced wine instead of a standard house beer. Jelly cups, because they are cold and yummy and taste a bit like apple. Staying in bed for an extra 15 together, catching the smell of the smoke from Little Lebanon and gardening barefoot before a bath in the ocean. Walking, as respite from the need to be productive. Getting swept up in the glamour of Mae West films, a lychee and a carefully prepared lunch shared with others.